This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Judy Guttlerner from Amherst, and this is my story. Who ate my salami? I've been an avid NEPM Valley Voices listener for years. Every time I would hear a story prompt, I would think of how it might fit me. Of course, I always chickened out in the end, until that one day I heard the prompt of "Who done it?" That was it! I immediately made the connection to a time in my marriage when I falsely accused my husband. Oops, I don't want to tell you too much to spoil the story. I was so excited to be chosen as a storyteller. I expected a small group of people to attend. But much to my shock and surprise, the room was packed. I couldn't believe how many passionate story listeners there were. And they were a live audience. They laughed and laughed at everything. Everyone came for a good time. And all of us storytellers hoped we could deliver one. Best of all was how warm, kind, and friendly the other storytellers were. Everyone complimented and supported everyone, from the good luck wish as we walked to the stage to the great job whisper at the end. Everyone left with a smile. It was a wonderful experience.
If my husband won't admit to eating up my Hebrew National salami, what else is he hiding? Oh, I know he's the one who's been eating it because he doesn't like to wrap things up. I make myself a sandwich with it. The next day, I find it all unwrapped. Well, it came to a head that Thursday night. I went to make myself what I thought was the last bit of this delicious salami that I bought from a special Jewish delicatessen in Connecticut. Opened the refrigerator, I found white deli paper, I opened the paper, there was nothing in it. It was empty. He ate all the salami up. My special salami. Oh, I was furious. I went running up the stairs where he was in the bedroom getting ready, waving the salami paper and screaming, "How could you do this to me?" He looked at me. "Judy, what are you talking about?" "This is what I'm talking about, the empty salami paper. You ate up all my special salami and I have nothing for lunch now." "But Judy, I didn't eat your salami. I didn't touch it all, like I don't even like it." "Yes, you did. I know you did because I kept finding it unwrapped and you're the only other person in this house." "Well, we got into such a fight over it, it escalated into, you don't trust me, and me saying, you're a liar." It was so bad that our dog, German Shepherd Marley, who was fast asleep in his cozy bed, got up, gave us a dirty look, and walked out. Marley had the right idea. I said to my husband, "I don't want to sleep here either. I'm going downstairs. I don't want to sleep in bed with a lying man." So I went downstairs, took my pillow and blanket, and went to the couch and put the blanket over my head. Oh, and I'm lying there stewing and thinking of all the most horrible things that my husband could be hiding from me. Oh, did he pay the mortgage? Did he deposit those young checks I asked him to? Oh, did he put gas in my car he said he was going to? Oh, all these thoughts kept swirling by. I was there for at least an hour, lying there and stewing. I heard footsteps coming down the stairs. Oh, who was it? I lowered the blanket to see, thinking, ha ha, could be Larry's coming to apologize. But no, I couldn't see anyone. I sat up to see better. It was so dark, I still couldn't see. The steps led to the kitchen. So I got out of bed and crept over to the kitchen and stared. It was Marley. What was he doing in the kitchen? Well, I watched this dog walk over to the refrigerator and then put his nose in that crevice where the rubber and the door meet and push and then push again until the door sprung open. He stuck his head in the refrigerator. He grabbed a piece of cheese. He ate it. And then he pulled back until the door closed and he marched back. I was in shock. Hello, I just saw my dog go into the kitchen, open the refrigerator, eat some food, close the refrigerator, and go back upstairs. Then, of course, it occurred to me, it was the dog who had done it, not Larry. Marley had been eating all the salami all week. Oh, I ran upstairs to apologize to Larry, even though it was the middle of the night. He was understanding about it. But the next day, he ran to the hardware store to buy a long bungee cord, which we kept tied around the refrigerator for the next several years to safeguard both my future salami and my marriage. I wonder what else that dog had been hiding.
That was Judy Guttlerner with her story, Who Ate My Salami? She fit right into our whodunit-themed story slam at the Marigold Theater last year. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of NEPM's Valley Voices podcasts. And even though we're still in summer short season, fall is approaching, and so is NEPM's Valley Voices Story Slam Season 10. If you have a story, there might be space for you on stage. NEPM and the Academy of Music are setting up Season 10 of our live Valley Voices Story Slams in venues around our region, and we'd love to have you audition. All the details on how to do that are at nepm.org/valleyvoices. See you next week for another Summer Short.